Hi, I'm Dave, the Thai Guy Brinker. It is Sunday, October 4th, 2020.
My name is Kylie Brinker. I am David's wife.
We live here in Plainfield, Indiana. We first learned about COVID-19 in about February 15th. It was starting to become a big thing, and we weren't sure what was going on. What are we most concerned about the pandemic? Just the unknown, not knowing?
Mainly just contracting it in some way and not being aware of it. I believe they called that asymptomatic. And passing it on to those who would have a harder time being able to recover from the virus.
It has affected our jobs. At least my job, we were closed at the Plainfield Library for about 2 months. And during that time, I worked on LinkedIn Learning using different tools and recordings and stuff like that.
And I work at the Indiana State Library for the Talking Books Division. So mostly that's just customer service, basically. So I ended up working from home for the next 3 months after everything was shut down. I'm still working from home now, actually, at least 3 days a week.
It is affected, not really, COVID-19 in our family day-to-day lives. I mean, we're masking up, we're using hand sanitizer, but when we go out into and have fun, we've been going to state parks because if you're on the trails, we're able to social distance.
And the virus doesn't spread as much when you are outside as long as you social distance.
Our date, we were going to get married on May 24th, but
actually, it's May 23rd, but we ended up getting...
Yes, I'm doing good.
We ended up getting married on May 22nd, which was a Friday, at the Danville Courthouse. It was a very small ceremony. And then later, we decided to have a reception where we all masked up and we invited everyone that wanted to come. And we held the traditional wedding ceremony on September 12th, 2020.
We had a 72 people there. It was at the old Interurban Depot here in Plainfield. People around us, they're doing well. They're wearing masks. Very few people have I've seen disregard the severity of the virus.
So concerning self-isolation and flattening the curve, we're very tired of hearing those phrases.
Oh my, yes.
So we basically mainly stayed home. We just stayed away from people except among family. We try to stay around family. In a lot of ways, I feel like COVID-19 is affecting people's mental and physical health by not being able to socially interact as much, not being able to be as tactile, to be able to touch and kiss as much as they used to, and handshakes as well. Physical health, I think it's caused a lot of people to feel like they have the virus, but because the virus is very similar to allergies, you don't really know what you have, so unless you get a test.
The future, I think that we are going to be more health conscious when it comes to washing hands and not as much of shaking hands, maybe greeting people in other ways and, you know, just giving a nod, saying hello verbally.
Concerning the government's role in the pandemic, I feel like the president has tried very hard. Honestly, any president, really, President Trump or Obama, whoever, would have had a very difficult time handling this pandemic. It's not an easy thing or a sure thing or something easy to handle. Governor Holcomb, so far right now as of this recording, he's doing a great job. Indiana is not on the uptick like other places are right now, other states. I feel like we've been pretty fortunate overall in that regard.
Knowing what I know now, I think that we'll just have to wait this out. It's in October right now, and we're getting close to colder weather, and we'll see what happens with people when they come indoors, viruses that still exist throughout the whole year. We'll just have to ride it out.
And keep in mind in the future, I think this is a good learning point for many people, communities, governments, individuals, and people seem to think that we're going to have a vaccine by the middle of next year, 2021. Let's hope that's the case, but I do think people should still be aware, health conscious, continue some of the habits that they picked up this year. And regarding the media, I feel like the media has really ramped up the fear, honestly, about this. I mean, they're not really telling you the good things. They're mostly telling you the bad things. But they're just as uncertain as we are. So.
But I think if we could push through this, people in the future, 100 years from now, need to look at this and go, this is more serious than we thought. They need to be ready for all this.
Considering all the advancements in technology and medicine and everything, let's hope that what David said will be the case. Because I know in 1918, people were fearful, but 100 years later, it's like it never even happened. So,
and I've spoken to people and I said, hey, your parents were born before 1918. Did they ever talk to you about this? And I've heard them say no.
So overall, I think this is just something that we're going to feel in the years to come.
All right. Have a good day.
Yep. Take care.
Bye.